Hey, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel's Dispatching Live. Yes, it is Thursday. It is noon Central Time, and that means it's time to hit the load boards. We're going to look at load board capacity. We're going to search routes. And actually, we got a lot of stories to cover. There's a lot of stories right in the dispatch office regarding what's going on out there, rates, booking loads, etc. We want to hear your stories. Go ahead and please jump in the live chat. Before we get started, I just want to ask for your help. Go ahead. You can give a like. That you see that? It's right there. And then right next to that like button is the share button. Now, that's a special button because you can click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, text it, email it, share it on social media, send it to a friend. I'm talking about dispatchers, drivers, family members. I get emails all the time. I want to get into auto transport. I either want to be a dispatcher, or I want to start up and get my own truck and trailer, or I want to be a broker. We get all those emails. So this is the show, and I refer people to the show. So please do share the show and help somebody. And if you're just getting started and you're not sure where to start, and you saw something that said you're going to get rich the first day, well, you know what? You need to go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up. We're going to get real. Become an ATI insider, talk to Ty, maybe join the roundtable. The next roundtable, by the way, we have a super spreader coming up on April 13th, a roundtable super spreader. It's going to be amazing. So go ahead and jump in the live chat. Yep, share your routes, say hello. Two Bears Transportation, hey Sue, quick question. Does Super Dispatch charge monthly? I thought owner-operator was $55. We'll talk about that. Or do they charge just to use their load board? Good questions. John of Finest Towing and Recovery, hope everyone is doing well today. Hello, Jay. Hello, Ty. Hello, Sue. I'm still in Florida, so you have anything going back up north? Oh, okay. So we're going to check Florida, going up I-95 to New Jersey for John. Murphy Auto Transport Services is also in the live chat saying hello. That means Sue and the office are in the live chat, and they're listening, and they got their finger on the pulse, and they want to help you. And let's see, Reese, hey everyone, calling for high winds in Ohio, be careful. Good call, thank you so much. Yeah, man, I hate the way the wind pulls when you're driving. Sue, do most dispatchers, brokers use more than one load board? Ooh, very good question. So we're off to a running start. So let's do this before we go any further. This is a 90-minute show, and if you're just joining now, you haven't missed anything. We're about to get started. And if you missed this live, well, I'm sorry about that. But you can put it in the YouTube comments below and feel free to comment. You know, ask a question. Hey, man, the rates here blow or whatever it is. Whatever it is, the one thing we try to do is we try to leave out company names. There's plenty of griping to do without naming a company. And I know we want to name that company. Man, oh, man, we're dying to name them. But we're trying to keep this as a business channel. I'm just saying it, but I'm not going to police you. So do what you got to do without further notice. Hey, Sue, can you see us and hear us okay?
Hey.
Hey.
I can. Can you see my screen?
I can see your screen. I can hear you. How?
Right. That doesn't usually happen on a regular basis. I don't know if this is because there's so many loads. We have 60,000 loads on the board today. I think when we did the show 2 weeks ago, it was at 57. Does that sound right? Or 59?
I don't think we were at 60. Yeah. Like, and we've been climbing. Seems like we've been climbing.
Yeah. Well, it went down yesterday, but I knew it was going to go up today because Wednesday's the day for a lot of major auctions. So I knew it was going to bump it, but it was down yesterday to 57. I want to say then it was 2 weeks ago. It was at 59. I don't know why. But then we went up 3,000 today, and I'm sure that's because you got Mount Juliet's having the auction. Then you got, there's a lot of auctions that happened today.
Ty's at America's Auto Auction. He said it was packed. In fact, he sent me a photo. Yeah, it was. I mean, cars all the way to the mouth of the river.
Yeah, I believe it. Try shopping this last weekend when everybody got their stimulus money. This place was crazy in Branson, let me tell you.
Wow.
It was wacko. So I think that has something to do with a lot of this going on, too. So we've been having a lot of problems with cars not, like, we verify the car. You know me. Verify, verify, verify. I need a t-shirt that says that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Ooh. Did you write that down? That's really, really good.
Yeah. We always
Like in
verify it,
disco,
and
like in a disco font, you
yeah,
know, like you're roller
just go
skating.
lights, yeah.
Verify,
I need lights all over it. Yeah,
Yeah, love it.
but even when we verify, I mean, we verified with a general manager of a place in Kansas City. He told us the car was there. We showed up; it was actually in St. Louis. I mean, and then we went to Manheim
What?
twice this week down in Georgia. One time, yeah, one time the gate pass wasn't there. We tried to call the 1-800 Manheim line. They're no longer doing them after 8 o'clock. Couldn't get a hold of the broker to give me that until 10 o'clock. So by
Man.
that time it was closed. But check this out. The lady in the car checked, seriously, because I said it was under Honda of Marysville, but it was going to a different dealership. So in order for him, for this lady to look at multiple things in her little stack, she told my driver that she was going to be compensated if she had to go look. I'm like, really?
I
Yeah.
love
Yeah.
that stuff. I
Yeah.
love it when people want to be
Yeah.
compensated for doing something like,
For their job,
taking a note.
the other
Yeah,
job.
exactly, for doing their job. That's a t-shirt too. I want to be compensated for doing my job. I want to be
Yeah.
compensated extra. I want extra compensation. Okay.
Yeah, it's just been kind of crazy. And then, like, we showed up yesterday to pick up another truck at Manheim, and the key was missing, and the broker's acting like it's our fault. I'm like, and she's like, we need you to get this. Well, we
Oh,
can't.
I
There's no key.
love that.
Well,
Oh, yes. I love it when the
yeah.
broker acts like you did something wrong. Yes. There's no key. Well, where did you put it?
That's not right.
You stinking,
That
I love that stuff.
oh,
Oh, that's,
that
and
was
actually,
crazy.
that's why, and I
I
just
can't
sit there,
do
I just did it. I just fell into the trap. I was bagging on brokers again. But the
it.
thing is that I don't know if this show may run forever because I don't know how this is ever going to get solved. There are so many stinking brokers that are stinking,
Yeah.
right? They're stinking it
Yeah.
up for the rest of the industry. And what's interesting, like Trevor, White Chrome Logistics, man, he is a professional business person. He's in the live chat. Thank you so much, Trevor, for being a professional business person. I mean, he's a broker, and he works hard on behalf of the shipper, the dealer, communicates with the carriers, understands what's going on. We had this guy, Nathaniel Ebel, at ASAP Transport Solutions on Friday on Cars on the Move a couple weeks ago. Professional.
Yeah.
And yet,
Yeah.
they're not the professional brokers that get the spotlight. It's all the stinking, lying, cheating.
Yeah.
Man,
Yes.
leaning on
Not
you. What'd you do with the
verifying.
key? Yeah, oh God, that is
Yeah.
hilarious. Oh,
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes. So, other than that, I mean, the loads have been really good. My four car guy, I sent you what he made last week. What was it, 10,111 or something like that? That's the second highest I've ever made him. This week he's going to make 10,500. So I think that's actually my top. Now, just so everybody knows, this is not normal. I
Oh
don't want everybody
no,
thinking they're going to go out
you
and
didn't
make
just make
10
another
grand a
YouTube
week.
video with stacks of cash. I don't have my stacks of
Yeah.
cash
Yeah.
yet, but I'm
Yeah.
gonna order
Yeah.
stacks of cash so that I can just throw money everywhere and like maybe my views will go up.
I mean, I will tell you, with this driver, and the reason why he makes more money than the rest of the four cars is that we try to take loads that are all together so he can turn and spin as fast as he goes. But he also can haul just about anything I can throw at him. I mean, he's taken 325, he took 2 2500s and a 3500. From Dallas up to Michigan, which we all know I love Detroit area.
Oh yeah,
And
I
we
love
did it for
Detroit.
$3,100, which I mean, $3,100 was still over $2 a mile for a four car. But then coming out, we got a four pack going from Detroit going over Oklahoma for $3,600, which was like $3 a mile. So, I mean, you have to keep that in mind. He can carry three big trucks or sometimes four big ones, you know, it just depends on what kind of vehicle. So not everybody has this type of trailer. He has an Infiniti and it cost him 50 grand. So that kind of tells you something right there. But he's easily probably paid for that
Well,
trailer in this last year.
and there's the problem is that because I cringe every time we talk about good paying weeks
Money. Yeah.
because right, you've
Yeah.
got somebody in a shed
Yep.
somewhere with
Yep.
internet dial-up and they're
Yep.
like, "Oh, what? That's the only video they saw." Oh, well, shoot. I know exactly what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to go get rich being a car hauler and flip my truck and raise the rates. And I don't know.
A prime example is, go ahead.
No, please. Go ahead. Take the baton. Take the potato before I burn the oven.
Well, a prime example is we had a driver, well, a company call in to sign up with us. They don't have a CDL. They only have a 3-car. They'd had 2 drivers in the truck thinking that was going to make the money, but they were told that they were going to make 10 grand a week with a 3-car with no CDL.
Right.
And I'm like, right. No, I don't know who you talk to or what you're looking at, but that is this thing goes.
Exactly. Here, you know? We're not going to get a CDL, but we're going to get 2 drivers without a CDL. Yeah. That ought to do it.
Right. Right. In a pickup truck, which is not even legal. Yes.
Oh, man.
And when we told her that, we said, you know, you're brand new. You care. You're not signed up, everybody. You've missed the rat, you know, thing. You can't get on with Ready Auto. You can't haul for wholesale. You can't, you know, you're still at the bottom rungs. You're not going to make that kind of money. When we made them almost 5 grand, though, when they got rid of their extra driver, because I think that actually hurt the situation more than helped the situation.
Actually,
and
yes.
That's a good week. I'm sorry.
That's right. That's why they made up that expression, there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Uh-huh. So
you can't just add more cooks and make the restaurant better. You need one good cook.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and I've got a 6-car up there too in upper New Jersey or up either further. And like they're running this truck. They're the ones that want to run to California and stuff. And then they're upset because now they want all CODs because now they don't have any cash flow. And I'm sorry, if you don't have enough money to run your business,
that is another one.
You shouldn't be doing this. You need to have cash flow.
And here's the thing is I can't imagine trying to start up a business, you know, where I'm buying equipment because I don't have that kind of money either. I don't.
No.
But I know that. I mean, Ty says it constantly. Ty talks about, like, you need 6 months cash. Like, golly, I don't even know if I've ever had 6 months extra cash.
Yeah. Yeah. You do, because you don't know what you're going to run into, especially when you're brand new and you're going to have to take or get a factoring company. I'm sorry. Get a factoring company. That's better than coming up with a loan, personally. Then you're getting your money every 24 hours.
Isn't it true?
But they don't want to take a fee out.
The factoring companies? Oh, the factoring companies. Wow. That is a landmine topic, by the way, because anytime you start to dig into the theory and philosophy of why you're working with that bank, you are, you know, you're begging for trouble. You're looking for a midnight caller. What I'm saying is the factoring, I know it's a business, but it's not really in your favor. It's kind of like going with, if you can get a credit card with a 22% APR, but they'll give you $50,000 now, are you going to do it?
Yeah. No.
No, you're not going to do that. I mean, I guess you could. You're going to regret it. And I do not want to bag on factoring companies, but that is, go ahead, please take it. Go.
Honestly, I don't have a problem with a factoring company as long as you get a good factoring company.
Okay.
Okay.
And
work with a couple of them.
You do?
Yes, you can. All right.
I just lost all the factoring company advertising. I've got a couple of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is that,
if somebody wants to know, send me an email. I'll send you the company name.
So you got a factoring? Because I'm shooting straight. I talked to a guy. I said, come on. Is it fair? I don't get an answer. So you know a factoring company that'll act. But can you get out of the factoring hole, Sue?
Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean by factoring hole?
Okay.
Because this is what they do. I send, if my guy's rule is anything over 10 days, I send to a factoring company. They get paid within 24 hours. They take a percentage out. Usually it's 4-6% is usually what their fee is.
Okay.
And then they give you a certain of that percentage back after they get paid as well. So they hold so much of your money.
Okay, I've never heard of that. And I've only always heard you got these giant minimums. Now, I haven't only always
when you
heard
start,
that. Strike that. But do you have minimums?
Yes. Okay, so what it is
Okay.
my guy
It's
is
not good.
your very first time you factor, you
Yes.
have to factor at least $2,000 to $3,000. That's just
Okay.
it. And after that, it's whatever you get.
Okay. Hold on to your chairs, everybody. Hang on. Hang on, internet. Are we okay? Yeah, I think we're okay. All right, a
Yeah, I
factoring.
can hear you.
Yeah, Sue, let's go back to definitions. What's a factoring
Okay,
company?
so a factoring company is like you basically you're selling your load for X amount of money to the factoring company. They're going to give you a percentage of that back in 24 hours so that you have cash flow. They're going to collect that money from the broker in 30 days, whatever. And then a lot of them will give you a percentage back after they get the money from the broker. Now they pre-qualify the people. So not everybody can be factored. If they got shitty credit, you're not getting factored. But most of these people on here, I've never had a problem with this particular company. Now there is another factoring company that one of my other people uses, and they have a little bit higher rules on it as far as like what their credit score is and stuff like that, whether they'll factor a certain company. I have heard more stuff, bad stuff about factoring companies in the freight business than I have about car hauling. Because you
Okay.
have bigger ticket items in freight. Like one of my drivers does freight. He's been doing it for the last year. I don't do freight with him, but he's my friend. So he calls me just to be factored before he took the load. And guess what? They wouldn't factor it. So he's got out over $12,000 in factoring money that could not be factored. But as you guys know, when we do loads for cars, it's usually in a 400, 500, 600. It's not going to be in that range. If it is, then you might want to check beforehand too. I've never done a load that paid $6,000. Now they might on bigger car hauling, like if it's a big load, but I still don't see that kind of money out there. I don't know about you, Jay, but I haven't seen that.
Well,
But anyways, that's what they do. They
I like that we're having this
give you your
factoring
money.
conversation. Okay, but here's the thing.
Yes.
How do I say this? Because again, right now I'm picturing a factoring company guy like listening to the show, which he's not. But if he was, he'd be thinking, "This is crazy. This is horrible. We got to change this." Or, this guy's just canceled. Whatever it is, though, we do know a factoring company is operating on that yes, they want to help you get your money faster, but they're going to take a percentage. And when you get in that once you get in that cycle, it's kind of like the payday loan cycle. You're chase That's why they say robbing Peter to pay Paul. Now, I don't, again, I don't want to say there's an entire business model that's not good, but there's an inherent problem in paying somebody some of your money just to get your money.
See, I don't think so because I
Okay.
want you to look at it this way.
Okay.
Some of the brokers charge a percentage to get paid faster. Primarily, Assertus charges a fee to get paid faster, or it's 30 days. Cars Arrive charges a fee, or it's 30 days. RPM charges a fee, or it's 30 days. And sometimes their fees are higher than the factoring company's fees.
Well, I see. We live, yeah, I agree with you 100%. In fact, well, I'm going to add on to that. Just because we're used to something doesn't mean it's good. I don't think overall it's good for the carrier. Carriers are already operating. You know how it is. You're fighting for chicken nuggets. So not only are you fighting for chicken nuggets, but I'll tell you what, we're going to keep a nugget to give you the other five nuggets now.
See, I don't see it as a
You don't see it that
problem.
way?
I
Oh,
really
that's
don't.
good. Thank God. Thank God
No.
I'm alone on this.
No.
I know
No.
that. Listen, the percentages charged to get your money now keep on growing. I've seen companies charge way too much. Yeah, there it is. Thank you, Ty. Get me off this train before I smash into the trellis. Can you live 6 months without a check? All right, let's go to the next
Exactly.
topic.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, yeah. Well, I don't, and listen, by the way, I don't have to be right, but I'm expressing something that I think this angle is important, but I'm listening to you and overall, Sue, if you have a factoring company that is actually, that's fair, I love it. So if you're out
Yeah,
there
I
and you're
do.
looking
Give
for
me
a
a
factoring
call
company,
or
that is awesome. That is awesome.
yeah.
Very, very cool. We got some people in the live chat. Chris Chamberlain. Okay, so we were talking about factoring companies. We got to get to John's, Florida North. BM is in here. Wi-Fi is acting up. I know. In fact, when I first read that BM, I thought the wife is acting up. No, it's the Wi-Fi. Bart Landon, Landon's Auto Transport, possibly looking for a dispatch company. Oh, there you go, Bart. You're in the right place. Sue, Murphy Auto Transport. Yep, she runs a dispatch office. You have availability right now, Sue?
I do. I actually have a couple spots, to be honest with you. So, yeah, give us a call.
Okay, cool. Call Sue. I'm going to say contact Sue. And I put your email address in there. It's got the phone number. There you go. And Sue put the phone number in there. Great. Having 12K in outstanding pay is crazy. Oh, man, totally.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
Is that you've got it. And this is in the business world. You've got accounts payable and you've got accounts receivable. Accounts payable is the bills you got to pay. I got to pay for the body work I had done. I got new tires. I got, et cetera. You know what? Accounts payable. Accounts receivable is money owed to you for work you've done. And if your accounts receivable is up here and your accounts payable, well, your accounts payable is can't even freaking see it because you're in trucking. But yeah, you can't let your accounts receivable get out of control. And this is where carriers, ask dispatchers, hey, can you help me call that broker, get that invoice? Did they get the invoice? Can I get paid? Accounts receivable gets crazy. Okay. Yeah. Let's search for John and then we'll do some more stories.
Okay. So he's looking out of Florida, I believe, going up north.
And thank you for your patience. I hope that I realize, I'm kind of sounding off, but help me steer this conversation in the direction that you agree with. If I get out of hand, let me know.
Hey, and how big of a trailer has John got in Florida, and where are we looking at in Florida, John?
That is a good question. I think John has smaller capacity trailers. So think 3 to 4.
No, he had one.
Did he have a nine?
He was up in, we were doing New Jersey, it was like a 2 or 1. But I'm sure if he's got something in Florida, he's got something bigger. Let's see.
So John, if you're out there in TV land, actually first go ahead and leave a like. I love that, right? Please leave a like, and please also let us know the capacity of your trailer. We do want to know, what's your route scout? What are you searching for? What advice are you looking for? In fact, there was that super dispatch question. We need to answer that too. And I just want to say hello to Vistaga and Natalia. What's that?
I see it. He's got East Coast of Florida going to New Jersey. Okay. So I'm just going to put in Florida. Let's just go to New Jersey and PA. Cool. Let's see what that's on here.
Natalia, we are looking for dispatch company for car hauler enclosed trailer. Can you help me? Interesting. Well, again,
I can, if you want to give us a call. We have done enclosed before as
perfect.
Well.
Perfect. There you go. So Natalia, let's put it in the live chat here.
Just give everybody my email, because if you go to my website,
Sue's,
it's not
shaking
sending
the dice.
Me the email.
You need the email? It's Murphy Auto.
Email, because my
Transport
31. Yeah.
Oh yeah, here, I can grab it off the website. Okay.
Because it's when you send me a request through my email, my website, it's not sending them to me. I haven't figured out why, or haven't gotten it fixed, and
gotcha.
It's just not working. So,
if you want to contact Sue, call her or email her. Okay, very cool.
I will tell everybody, I do not do in state. So if that's what you're looking for, I do not do in state. It just isn't worth it for you or for me. For me to take a percentage off a $100 car doesn't make sense. So.
Hey, by the way, I like this. Look at this, Jacqueline. She's jumping right on it. That's cool. I mean, listen, that's one of the things. Auto Transport Intel is it's an open forum. So Jacqueline is like, Natalia, I can help you with dispatching. Email me at support@silentpartnerdispatching.com. So, why not? BM, Sue will be hiring soon. Seems many need her assistance. Cool. And I know, listen, competition is good.
I do have new people, actually. I have a new
new
dispatcher I just hired. So,
Okay.
Looks like there's a bunch of loads going up here to New Jersey. Let's see what kind of rates we're looking at. Allstate has a Lexus out of Miami Beach going into Princeton for $6.50, 52 cents a mile. Just so we all know, you're not going to find gold bars from Florida going to New Jersey that don't want anybody to think that you're going to. That's not going to happen. If you get 50 cents a mile, you better jump on that. That's all I got to say.
What's the, excuse me, I had a frog in my throat. What's the, what is the better leg, Florida North or New Jersey South?
I don't think either one of them are good right now. It's both, but
don't you hate that?
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's not snowbird season either way. So you're looking, you know, let me put in New Jersey and PA. We'll look both here just so we have it.
Oh, man. And by, you know, Ty and I have noticed this on the show. Most people we talk to are East Coast, and we see that, like, that's where the loads are. That's where the people are. There's just a lot more in the East Coast, which
there is.
You know, I want to get into while you're searching. How are the loads going up on the load boards when there's less vehicle inventory out there? Prices are going up.
I don't
understand
know.
What's going on.
Isn't that crazy?
I can't figure it out.
I don't know either. Where they're coming from, even. Because I keep being told they can't find the cars to buy.
That's exactly. In the dealer world, dealers are being told there's less inventory. And that car buying is still sky high because I guess there's just cash coming out of the sky. I don't know. Everyone else is rich.
Right.
So everybody's rich. There's no vehicles left. But the load boards are packed. And then, like, you know, Ty's at the auction and it's packed. I can't figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Here's I give a, up. See, I did John tell us yet what he has down there? No, I don't think so.
No, maybe he had to.
this is, look at this. Okay, this kind of crap drives me insane. Two Ferraris for only 44 cents a mile. Two Ferraris.
Red load.
Yes. Yes. Those should be enclosed personally. That's just my opinion, but that's just insane.
Well, not only so should they be enclosed, but I mean, they should actually
they should
pay money.
Paying more money.
Then what? Yeah. What 44 cents a mile? Is that? Is there what? What is that? Like one lug nut on the car, if that.
Well, yeah, and
half
okay, so
a lug
this,
nut.
We'll go into my comparable story with this. Okay, so this is the problem. They're looking at these freaking comparable prices on Central Dispatch, and they're putting this stuff on here for this crap. I had something happen the other night. I called for a load. It was picking up in Columbus. It was going over in real west of Atlanta, like 30, 40 miles. I asked him for $4.50. Now, I will say that $400 was still 77 cents a mile. Okay, that wasn't the point. The point was I was going to have to drive 40 miles to the west and come back. So it was actually more miles than that. I asked for $50 more. The guy goes ape shit on me and is like, you don't understand these prices. That's the comparable prices on there. I said, what do you mean by comparable prices? Said, I'll show you pictures. I'll send you a picture. I said, send me a picture because I'm looking at the board and I just took one for $600. So me asking you for $450 ain't squat. So he sends me a picture and what does he send me? He sends me pictures of comparable prices. And I said, sir, comparable prices is not what is actually listed on the load board. If you would like me to send you pictures of what's actually on this load board, I will do that. But there is no point in arguing about this. If you're not coming up on the price, I'm not taking it. But that's the problem with comparable prices right there is we get crap loads listed on the board because they think that's the going rate. And I should have asked them how they get the comparable prices the other day when I was talking to
well, I hit
the Mannheim. Totally forgot to ask them where they get that.
There's a place.
And how long?
There's a place for comparable prices. And
there is, but it needs to be done more accurately, not over a 30-day period. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and I agree with you. That's the thing is that, man, everything's a double-edged sword in this industry, and it always gets used against the reasonable person,
the drivers.
The unreasonable voice seems to always be louder.
Yeah.
That thus dispatching live.
Well, we can take a, oh, that's in Tampa. Here's a John Deere tractor for $1,000.
You know what?
All
So
right.
BM just hit it, and I've been having flashbacks of like, you know, what it was like to be a dispatcher. I have
Yes.
flashbacks when I do this show because BM says
Yeah.
Florida is the cheap
Yep.
loads state. It drove me bonkers.
Yep.
Not only is Florida
Yep.
the cheap load state, it's also the broker state.
Yes. There is a shit ton of brokers in Florida.
Oh
You're
my
right.
God, it's really
Yes.
wild. I think they're all at the beach not wearing masks. Now that's.
Oh, good Lord. Like, okay, here's a red one. Look, they got three vehicles from Delray to New Jersey for $850. Granted, two of them are golf carts. I don't care. I don't
That's
care.
no,
I don't care.
no.
Yeah.
That's what's so funny. 'Cause if I'm assuming we could call and they'd be like, but it's a golf cart. We're doing
Yeah.
you a favor. Where's
Yeah.
my toothpick?
No.
We're doing you a
Yeah.
favor. It's a golf cart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I'm getting a call from a brokerage. That is hilarious.
Right now?
Yeah.
You're getting a call from a brokerage right now?
A brokerage
That's
is
funny.
calling me right now. I don't know how that's possible.
And here, okay, so here's my other bone to pick. Okay, we know this is a motorcycle. I get it. I know they're gonna, it's going to pay less, but it should not pay that less.
Oh
Because
my gosh.
motorcycles are specialty, as far as
What
I'm
is
concerned.
that? Yeah, no.
They're harder.
That's a
There's easy. They're easier to damage.
get
They're harder to. It's not hard to load, but it's harder to strap them down. Make sure they're not going to fall over. Make sure you're not going to damage something. I mean, I don't think they should be paying 25 cents a mile.
Not to mention, you're going to pick up the keys and the title because this thing is a
Right, I'm
beaut,
sure. Yeah,
right?
it's at Copart.
Oh my
That's a
gosh.
Copart car.
But wait, but it weighs less than a car. It therefore it should
Yeah.
cost less. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh, this is why I keep cards handy, 'cause we are playing poker with a broker. Yes, sir. It's a cheap motorcycle. It's a golf cart. It's a unicycle. It's not a car. It's got to pay less so you can haul more. Thanks for playing.
Look at this. Here's another one. 20 cents a mile. This is a car, by the way. Well, it's an SUV even. It's a crossover. But they want to pay 20 cents a
No,
mile.
they just said that he has a load on
Oh
his
my
board.
gosh.
That's
Then this is why the load board's full of red loads. That's what,
Yeah.
of the 60,000 loads, how many are stinking red loads?
Well, right. If I put in there what's, under a certain price, I bet, yeah, there you go. And see now, and I've been my owners and I list cars for them because I'm a broker too, have been asking me why I've been getting them such high prices. And as I explained to them, there's, well, it was 59,000 loads on the board. And I said, you have to understand, they're going to take loads that pay more. They can choose their own rates. They can choose their own route over something that's going to pay less than 50 cents a mile or 50 cents a mile. Who wouldn't? I mean, if you went to a grocery store and the car and then the piece of meat was $20, or the next guy had something for 15, you're going to pay 15, right? So it's the opposite of that for car hauling. You're going to pick the one that pays
Yeah,
more.
that's fine.
And that's the
This is
thing
my
is that
glasses on for you.
we believe in capitalism and American economics unless we're the customer.
Right. Well, that one doesn't help yet. The Lynn Haven didn't help.
I mean,
Most of the
okay,
stuff out of
here's what
Miami
we
is
did. And like,
37, 39
dude,
cents a mile.
you can get out of McDonald's for $50. Like, what?
It's
That's not even what? How did you walk out of McDonald's for $50, but you won't give
That's
chicken
crazy.
nuggets to the car hauler? I mean, that is freaking nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. There's a Naples. Man, I mean, there's 200 loads on here, but man, there's some crap ass loads on here for real. Like a six pack for 29 cents a mile.
Okay. Well, maybe somebody just
Oh
called me by
my
accident.
God. Man, we
Okay,
are
I just
just, we got, it's
a
Red
little
Load City.
Yeah.
And make sure you
And that's
They got a
why.
Honda
I just wanted to
Goldwing
well,
for
fence off
45
the
cents a
and
mile.
well and so
36.
oh so if we go if we look at thanks BM, I appreciate it. Party of one. Is that
Money is
That's the thing. So if dealers are paying more to acquire inventory, are they willing to pay less to the transporter that brought them the inventory? I wonder that.
Actually, in a way, because that's what one of my guys is in dealership, and he was asking, because I had a four pack up in Jersey going to him, and I told him, I said, they're wanting this amount of money. Why? I said, because there's 59,000 loads on the board. We have to be comparable or they're not going to move. And I said, you know, when normally we have 17 to 20,000 loads, that's kind of where we're at. Now, granted, that was last year, this time we were in this range too. We're actually over that range, right? But that's COVID. Normally, before COVID, 17 to 20,000 loads is usually what you see on this load board. This has been crazy for the last year, honestly. What did we actually get down to when we were at Christmas time? Were we in the 25 range?
Yeah, right. 20.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And now we're back up to 60,000. That's insane.
Yeah. Well, and so one of the things I asked the other night was, and I'd like to see if there's 60,000 loads versus 20,000 loads, how many are single unit loads? 2 unit, 3 unit, 4 unit. Now I realize that there's no statistician that I can pay to make it worthwhile to get that info, right. But I'd really like to know.
Right.
Because it would tell us more about the market.
Well, that's what we'll do. Let's do.
Really? You can do it?
What do you want me to start with? I can do it right now. Let's do a 6-pack first.
Okay. I like it. I'm going to get my handy dandy notepad. It's 2021. I still have a notepad.
Believe it or not, 1,088 loads are 6-packs. I'm actually shocked right now. No, just 6-packs. Well, just 6-packs and up. Sorry, you're right.
6-packs and up.
I got 9-packs on here, too.
So let's do just 9-packs,
because that'll just bring us 9-packs only.
Yeah.
Let's do...
So the data does exist. An algorithm could be written to do this.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
There's 9. There we go. So 9 is kind of is going to give us just 9 packs. And well, there's still 405 loads of 9 packs.
Okay.
Well, apparently there's a bunch of down in Montgomery, Alabama, if anybody's looking.
Well, there's a, and see, this is what I'm getting at. Exactly. Montgomery, Alabama, that is a manufacturing plant.
Yes.
That is, I think it's either Glovis, Hyundai, Kia.
Well, let's see, what are they? Like they are Hyundais. So it's a Hyundai, it is Hyundai dealership.
Okay, cool. Yeah, perfect.
They're all Hyundais.
And then we start to look at, who's the broker posting it, because they have the contracts, right? And we're seeing Auto Dispatch. Yes. And again, this is where, like, I know it's crazy, right? We're able to start connecting dots and learning something rather than just guessing if we can get around this scale and hopefully get loaded in whatever city.
Yes, true. All right. So, and then we've got Carvana, which, you know, they're based out of Arizona, so that's their own loads. RCG. It says loading and unloading assistance. So I'm assuming these, because they do a lot of Copart stuff, as right. RCG does Copart and IA. So that's what that looks like. There's some more Carvana.
In fact, are you able to Google that zip code in Phoenix and then do like auto auction and that zip code?
I'll just do Copart.
Because is it a Mannheim TRA? Is it a,
almost all their stuff anymore. I got to tell you a funny story. They contacted John yesterday. RCG did. Zip code is 85043. Nope. So let's try IA.
Wait, no, that was it.
Anyways, they sent him.
Right? Go back.
No, yeah. That's not.
No?
Oh. 85043? No, that's not.
Oh.
85041. So let me check IAA. Anyways, they sent him a text and asked him to move, I think, 3 or 4 units. There you go. It's at IAA. 85041.
Nice.
Do you see that? They asked him to move some units.
That was awesome, man.
they asked him to move some units RCG did from someplace in PA, it's about 100 miles past Youngstown, going to Akron. And I said, John, those don't pay anything. I'm just going to pre-warn. He goes, well, what should we tell them? I said, you can tell them whatever you want, but they're not going to pay you whatever you want. He's like, well, what would be $2 a mile? And I give him the price. And he goes, will they do that? I said, no, they're not going to do that.
And
he's like, well.
Not only will they not do it, they will go ahead and call you again next week with the same.
Yes, like... and ask you to do the same thing. And I went and I looked to see what they were listed for. The three pack was listed for $315. And he's like, are you shitting me? I'm like, no, when you get those texts and stuff, you might as well just forget them. I'll just tell you right now. It's not going to help your business.
Thank you, Natalia. Hey, check this out. Natalia says, I can't believe I have found your live and all this information for free. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Natalia. I honestly can't believe it. I love that you said that. I'm going to say something. Here we go. Because I'm going to toot my own horn. I'm going to say this is that I think that this show is insane informational, and I can't believe that there aren't hundreds of people here just scooping up information and sharing their scoops. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say. But so thank you so much, Natalia. Even if it's just one at a time. That's why we got to make it. We need more dollar bills on the screen. Sue, come on now. Send me some money and I can throw it.
We're in Florida. We can't find dollar bills on the screen. Well, maybe that's wrong. We find a dollar.
Right? And chicken nuggets and pennies. Yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like, I mean, the nine packs that I'm seeing here are big brokers that I've dealt with, you know, like Mazny, like they're Jacksonville. So you're picking up the port. Those are port cars. Carvana, you have to be signed up with.
Yeah.
And we just discussed RCG. There's a few odd ones in here I've never seen before. I know I've dealt with SGT before. Never heard of SD Global Motors. E-Car SGT. Logistics is a great company.
Hey, this is fascinating. I love what you said. Check this out. Go back up. SGT.
Yep.
I actually hadn't heard of them yet either, but check this out.
I called for them.
They do a lot of blog posts. So I've been monitoring companies. This is a fact. Uh-huh. I've been monitoring companies that are throwing out lots of blog posts, which have links, which basically link back to the website. It's kind of a way to grow in the Google engines. SGT does this. SGT has like a marketing strategy. And we're talking, who else is in this? Who do you think is in this intense marketing strategy of filling the internet with blog posts?
Montway.
Bing! That's like number one. Yes, this is how you guarantee, allegedly, speculating, opinions only, but if you want to rise...
I will give you this.
Yeah.
They did. He's gone from just an itty-bitty tiny company to a huge, huge company.
Ah.
So you got to give him a little kudos on it.
Okay. Well, I'm not being... I think I sound negative and snarky, but this is the American way. If you want to succeed...
Yes, it is.
Use the system. And SGT, well done. There we go.
Yes.
It's working. Oh, no. Is the internet frozen again? Dang it.
Not on mine. I can see you.
Okay.
All right. Well, so we see the nine cars. We see... You're right. For me to put in, like, if I do two cars...
Somebody's like, what?
Up,
yep, so. That's right. Fries are up. That's right. I have dispatchula. Okay.
Did John leave on us? Because we've never heard back from him.
I know. Well, we lost John.
Probably because he looked at the loads, too.
He's like, Jay is so full of ham today, I've got to go.
Well, he probably saw that he knows what's on this board, and it's crap. So I'm sure that might be part of it. All right, so we can see that coming out of Florida is pretty sucko. So let's go look out of coming out of New Jersey and PA going down. There's 432 cars.
That's awesome. Oh no, so you're doing the southern? Right. You're doing the backhaul?
I'm doing the backhaul. I'm doing New Jersey and PA going back down.
Okay.
They're a little bit better. You're at 56, 50 cents.
Yeah, that's okay. Especially just posted or just raised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$3,500 there for $1,100 to Miami. I don't know if that really is paying enough, but that's good money for going to Florida. $0.68 for a Suburban. Well, I don't think that's paying very well. If you got a Fairfield, as far as I know, does not fork on, so you're going to winch that sucker. $0.60, $0.47, $0.47. I guarantee you what we're going to see on here is you're going to be looking anywhere between like this $0.40 right here, and you're going to have some that are going to be paying appropriately. But here's the thing. If you can't get paid, I'm gonna just put it out there, almost a dollar a mile to go down to Florida because you're going to take such a hit coming
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
What is the point of doing it?
Unless you're going to go scuba diving or something.
Yes, you're on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the farther you get from ever going on vacation.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, I mean, look, here's an enclosed. This 77 cents a mile, really? That's what it should be paying normal.
But you know what? And this is where, if you're using the load board to fill spaces because you have other cars to move that pay, like, way better than that. Because if you have a customer, you know... You're making much more than this. You should be. Otherwise, you're right.
You should be.
You should be. So if you're using the load board to fill in your spaces, that's just comment, because I get to bagging on. You know, I started just handing out the bags. Well, there is a place for a load board. It's just that,
right.
Yeah, if this is your business strategy, how are we doing?
Well, I mean, that's why I don't run certain lanes. We run mainly the Midwest, and we get our drivers the appropriate amount of money that we need to.
Yeah.
Well,
you, as a dispatcher, you're what we call a load sniper, right? You're following where can you.
Yeah. And like someone was asking about, you know, what all load boards we use. We don't just use Central Dispatch. The big brokers have their own load boards as well. I do not troll U-Ship because I think it's I don't like it. I'm not going to say why, but I don't like it. I personally think U-Ship has turned into brokers pretending to be transporters, giving out quotes, and then moving those cars. And that's pretty much where that amounts to. So why even compete with that?
It's funny you say
it happened to me.
It's kind of like a lead generation site.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I consider it too.
Yeah.
And like, for example, we gave a guy, he had a car in Florida going to, I think, Kansas City area. He wanted it enclosed. I gave him the appropriate price. And you all know, first off, his car wasn't ready for a week or two. He kept calling me every day going, do you have somebody? Well, it doesn't happen that fast, for one. Secondly, enclosed is not that, you know, available. There's not that many enclosed companies out there, honestly, anymore. I've noticed there's less of what there was out there. And I don't blame them. For prices that they put on here for enclosed, how could you stay in business as enclosed trailers? Unless you've got your own personal customers. But he literally called us. It wasn't ready to be picked up until that Friday. He called us on Monday and said he found another transport that was picking it up. I went to look on the board. Guess what? Another broker had listed it. They lied to him and told him they already had a driver for it. That's the kind of shit I don't like. And that happens a lot with certain brokers. They lie to them and say they're the actual transporter and that they've got somebody for it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you straight out what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. And as soon as I get a driver for you that is appropriate and has the proper documentation and blah, 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 then I'm going to tell you when they're picking up and delivering it. But there's a lot of brokers out there that will tell them that they're the actual transporter. They've already got somebody for it. You and me know who I'm talking about, Jay. And then
as
they
if
list
it's
a car.
One company, as if it's one company. And yeah, by the way, I watched a video. This is really interesting. I think it was called like, oh, they named the company part one. It's on YouTube. This lady, I'm actually going to run part of this video. I think Tuesday night.
Okay.
Even though it names a company, it is certainly not just one company doing this. She's a
right.
POV customer, and
yeah,
she talks about how they kept calling back and raising the rate, and ultimately she got canceled anyways. Mm-hmm. Like nothing, all that headache for nothing. And we know that happens all the time, and there's no real like,
yep.
Oh well, you know, another day, another
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, or they list. Or my favorite part is they list it for a certain amount. You call them, they said, "Well, let me check with the customer." They call you back 10 minutes later and said, Well, the customer doesn't want to pay that much. We just put it on there for that much. Can you do it for this rate? Well, no, really, I can't. That's
right.
What they do.
So
too.
Where
they,
did they that number, where'd that original number come from?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And you can find that information at the corner of Inyo and Butt.
Oh, crap.
Right. Here's what I want to say. Jacqueline and Natalia, if you guys do connect, dispatcher to enclosed transporter, would love to get feedback on, you know, how's capacity out there for you? Because that's what Sue was talking about. If you're trying to book loads off load boards for an enclosed trailer,
you won't do it all enclosed. I'll just guarantee you that. You're going to have some open. Let's just do it. I can put all with enclosed on here. Let's see what's on here. How's that?
Yeah. Well, does anybody have a route search? Sue's going to check the enclosed market. Oh, Jay Wilson's here. What's going on, Jay Wilson? Thanks for tuning in and saying hello. And I know it's a long show. One of the things I wonder is, what are you guys doing right now? Right? Are you driving? Are you in an office? Are you waiting for a call back? Are you on hold with a factoring company? Are you chasing down invoices? Are you fighting a negative rating? Sue, how's that go?
Ooh.
Tell us a story, Sue.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Too.
I love negative rating stories.
Well, how many you want me to go over? We'll start with the main one. Okay, so,
we
took a load for a company that you know that I absolutely do not like, do not take cars for, because their cars are usually not any good. So, and we won't say names, but anyways.
And when you say not
any
good,
this load from them.
We're talking about lack of information or what?
It's usually because the load is either they never call you back or they finally send you the load and you call the customer and the load's not any good. If they call you back, it's always something. So they also have thousands of ratings. I've never figured out how they got them because there's no way that is happening. There must be something that I don't know that they do.
It's a robot.
Anyway, so we took this car. Yeah, that's what I think too. So we took this vehicle and we took it at noon. It didn't have any information on how to pick up the car or deliver it. We call them immediately up and we say, okay, we need this information. My driver wants to pick this up this evening. Okay, we're going to get it to you. Never call us. Never give us the information. I finally say, screw it. I'm taking another car, right? At five something, they send and update the information. Like, that's no big deal. So then we call them and say, look, we already took another car. You guys never called us, never updated this. And he started cussing her out and said, I can't believe you guys. And we're going to give you 25 negatives. There's no way to do that.
man, we're going to get that is so great.
It's kind of funny, actually.
That's like that's the 72 virgins argument, right?
Yeah. Kept saying all this stuff. And we're like, how do you expect us to wait all day long on a load that you've never given us any information on? We are a transporter. We are a professional company. We have to have our information so we can keep our guy moving. And I mean, that's the way anybody would do it. Who, you know, you don't just take a load when you're trying to pick it up the same day and not have any information.
25
Needless
negatives
to say, I don't
is
have a negative
so freaking funny. That should be the name of the brokerage. 25 negatives. Oh my God. That is so funny.
That's what it should be. Yes.
Oh, God.
Also, she just put on here that they're looking for loads. There's only 1,411 enclosed vehicles on here out of 60,000. That's not very good odds. I'm just laying it out there. Because that doesn't mean they're next to each other either, as you can see. Like, they're Alabama, Arizona, California. And you're going to see a lot of that more in that area, too, because that's where your high-end cars come from a lot of times.
And that is, you know what? I think that's representative. let me get my calculator here. In that,
a percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? That's going to be less than 1%. What do we do?
14, 11
divided by 60,000.
14, 11 divided by 60,000.
Right?
Yeah.
0.02.
It's 0.02.
2%?
Yeah, that's 2%. Yeah. That's not very good.
No.
Enclosed is really hard. I'll be honest. I've had a couple guys that had enclosed. They went out of business.
Yeah, I booked one guy enclosed for like a month. That was it. I've never.
You're doing enclosed. Yeah.
Go to the car. If you're doing enclosed, yeah. Watch Cars on the Move on Fridays and go to the dealer. There it is. Go talk to the dealer. Go to the auction.
Yes.
And get a racing outfit, right? Because your customer is different.
Right. Your customer is different. They want slick all the way. And you're going to want to deal with high-end like dealerships. Like, you know, you're going to go to the BMWs. You're going to go to the Lamborghinis. That's who you're going to need to go talk to. And you're going to have to go in looking good. Let's put it that way, for them to jump on that ship, because that's what they're looking for. They're wanting somebody to take something to their customer's house, and that you're representing them as a dealership. So you're going to have to be slick to make it work.
And that's
that's the truth.
Well, and one of the things on Tuesday nights, I talk about 10 verticals that I've identified, because this is a huge, huge multi-trillion, jillion-dollar business. And with so many online car buying retail offerings of home delivery, pickup and test drives, I know it's not sexy, but it does overlap in auto transport. If you can be that short mile metro concierge guy, dude, you'll probably do better than you will, you know, booking red loads off of the load board.
Yeah, I agree. For sure.
But you won't be as cool at the truck stop. So I realize.
You'd probably be doing more local stuff. You're going to, you know what I mean? You're going to stay in that.
You're
going to
be in high. Dude,
maybe what you want too.
If you can rock it in your city, you will be in high demand. And then you can just blow past the truck stop. Everybody's standing on the fuel island,
right?
You know, talking about Slim Jims and stuff, and you're so busy, you don't have time for that.
Yep, absolutely.
I know we've got more stories, and I really want to. I don't want to carry any stories over. By the way, hey Sue, how's that new look going for you?
Well, I'm still not using it, Jay.
What?
I'm not using it. I haven't even checked this week to see if they've changed anything on it, to be honest with you. I need to. I had a long convo with them. It wasn't about that. They asked me to go over what their new concept is going to be. And I think the reason why they're changing, I think I figured out why they're changing the search engine, or the search, whatever you want to call it. Because they are planning on going into us doing an instant booking, is what I would call it. Like, you're going to list a car on here and you're going to push a button and tell them you want this car for this date to this date for this amount of money, and they're going to instant book it. I think that's the plan. I think that's why they're switching everything. Because we were on a meeting for over an hour discussing.
Right. They're going to go to self-dispatch, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Right.
And good. That's a good move. Well, like I explained to them, I said, I think only 50%, maybe 50% of brokers are going to use this. And I think the main reason being, you're going to have a lot of people that are not going to use this because they're little tiny brokers, importers, exporters, dealers. They're not going to mess with this. They're not going to understand it. They're not going to even want to do it. And then you're going to have the big brokers, like the big brokers, like Ready Auto and them. I don't think they're going to use it because you got to go to the load board to get your load anyways. So I don't know. Metro isn't going to do that. You know what I mean? I just don't see them doing that because they want us to go to their load board and ask for the load. So I think it's going to be the in-between people. I mean, I would use it. I have no problem using it as long as it's easy and I don't have to spend more time, you know, putting it on there and dealing with it. I did ask for a few things to be changed on when they do it, which they're working on, because like, for example, when you like, say you go to a load and you're trying to book that load and you click on the instant book, they're going to look at you and see, you know, what your ratings are. If all your paperwork is on there, if you've ever hauled for them. Well, in the instant book part of it, you can't see that without going into another page and looking that company up. They're supposed to be switching that.
Good.
And also keep in mind, more than one person can ask for that load. So don't think that if you click on that load, you're the only person asking for it. 10, 15, 20 people can ask for that same load. They're still going to pick who they want. So
that's reasonable.
You just don't know it.
That's right. Well, yeah. And here's what's interesting is that just like with dealers, some cars cannot be bought with the click of a button because the dealer needs to see it. He needs to hear it. He needs to smell it.
Right.
Well, some loads are that way too. Some loads actually smell and you need to get a closer smell.
Right.
And you're not going to book it with a click of a button. So if anybody believing that you, because that's why everything's a hybrid. If they suddenly cram buttons down every throat and you can't call anybody, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. 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 I mean, and I get it because I mean, like I said, I would use it. I think it would make it easier than me getting text after text after text. Okay. But
you had a midnight texter. Did you? Right.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. You brought that up. So I got a text at midnight on Sunday night. And so the next morning I kind of chewed their asses and I said, what could you possibly need from me at midnight that I could do anything with you? This is ridiculous. And they seriously said to me, well, I don't know what the big deal is. I do it with other brokers and there's no problem. So there was no, I'm sorry. And this, now keep in mind, this company has hauled for me before, and I don't know if it's the dispatcher doing this or the actual owner, but either way, I put them on my do not use list and I blocked them. So trust me when I say I don't ever text any broker at midnight.
So that's just locker room talk. Come on. Get over it.
I'm just like, whatever, man. I said, I was sleeping. Really? Come on now. I mean, who does that?
Oh, man. BM
said it. We should talk about Control F.
Yes, let's go to Control F. What is that?
So Control F, if you're on a page and like, because I have dispatchers in here and I'll say, okay, go get this load. It's with, we'll just say Right Way. Okay. And so you can Control F it. I don't know if Right Way is on this page or not.
Yeah, show me. I want to see it. See that up so here. Control F. Okay.
So,
oh.
And then you come up and I put in Right Way.
Oh, okay. So this is no a right browser function.
Yeah. Oh. And then you can go find, okay, there they are right there because it's separated. So there it went through that whole list so you could find the one load. And it's great for like helping train somebody so they don't have to keep looking through the loads and trying to figure it out. You can just say, go find the Right Way load and it'll bring it right to it. So I learned a new one the other day, of course, from my new dispatcher, who is also younger than me, by the way. So that's probably why she knows more than I do when it comes to that kind of stuff. But it's really helpful, really, because all she has to do when I say go find somebody, she just puts it in and goes and finds it. So, oh, by the way, that looks like that's double broker.
That's interesting.
It'll work on any page that you're on.
I like that. Let's see.
Yeah, it's really handy. What is this?
I'll tell you what. So the brokerage, that's really, I don't know how they did it. A brokerage called my cell phone, and then called my office phone.
Office?
And especially when I'm live, I'm certainly not gonna, I can't just answer. Take random phone calls. But I'm really curious what that is. It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
So moral of the story. What's the moral of the story?
For the
midnight texting.
F,
I mean, because I understand. If they were to just text you and say, "Hey, want to talk to you first thing in the morning?" Right? I've emailed companies late at night and said, "I really want to talk," which almost never works.
Yeah, but emailing is different. Your phone isn't sitting right by your freaking head and going off right beside you, waking up you and your husband. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and at midnight.
So, I mean.
Right. What did they want?
I mean, they didn't even tell me what they wanted. That's what pissed me off even more. They just said, hey, I want a load. That was it. Don't tell me what load or anything like that. But you're just going to bother me at midnight. So he wanted me to respond. Otherwise, you would tell me what load number it was.
I fixed sprinkler now. It's a joke I heard a long time ago. I thought it was really funny.
Don't do
it. I'd use it now.
I mean, honestly, I just think it's rude. So I've never done it. If even when I've had problems, I've never done anything over, you know, 8-9 o'clock at night. And I usually look to see what time zone they're on before I even do it. If like when I couldn't get that gate pass the other night, they were out of Ohio. It was 9 o'clock his time. I really didn't expect him to answer me, and he did, but he didn't give me the gate pass till 10. So it was too late, but he still answered me. But I wouldn't have asked him that at midnight if I was at the guard shack and they were open 24/7. No way would I have done that. I would have said, "You're sitting down for the night. Sorry, buddy. Moving on. We'll get in the morning."
I want to hear your crazy dispatcher story. I mean, what is the, like, what it, what, how did it get started? What was said and what's going on now? Did you have like a issue with a dispatch company?
Oh, yes.
What is that story?
Well, it wasn't really my
right. It wasn't even your, right. Yeah. You, it was, yeah.
No. So he contacted you, a broker contacted you about a company that hauled a car for him, but they're using a dispatch company, and asked if we had heard of them, which I had not. So, but the story was this. They did a load with this person. It was supposed to be a, I think they were going to pay him with an e-check on delivery. They demanded payment at delivery from the dealership and threw a fit and said, you know, we're not leaving this car unless we get paid.
Right. Which is always very professional and appreciated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like way to piss like, somebody
what
off.
What are you
that's
doing?
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, and they told them that even. They said, no, we're paying the broker. We pay you. And I guess they threw a fit. And it wasn't necessarily the driver doing it. It was the dispatcher for this driver contacting them. And then they kept telling him. He said he reduced the rate $50 because of what they did. Now, technically, unless that's in your contract, you really can't do that, even if they've done something wrong.
Yeah.
You have a contract for a certain amount of money, you still got to pay them.
Yeah.
So then they told them they were going to call their broker bond if they didn't get their $50.
Oh, yeah. Applause. Yeah, they were going to call a broker bond over $50, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So he paid them their money. Personally, I would have given them a negative. It probably wasn't going to stick because we'll go into my
home. Oh, I'd do 25 negatives. Forget one negative.
Yeah. Well, and then on top of it, they told him when he called the dispatcher, he said, you know, this is not the way you act, blah, 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 blah. And he told him that they dispatch for 200 drivers or something
right.
like that.
Oh, man. I love not possible. The braggadocious.
And
playground bully. And, oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah. And then had the balls to tell him, because he said, well, I'll never use you again. He goes, well, you won't be missed. I'm like, really? And then here's the best part. He sent us an email like a few days later, and that same company called them for a load, and he said, I can't let you haul for me. You won't be missed.
Yeah. Here's the email. He sent us a copy of the email. Yeah. Best thing just happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so the carrier that demanded payment at the dealer, I told the dispatcher that was going to turn my bond in. We would not use them anymore if they wouldn't take $50 off the load. Kept on me. The dispatching company called me today to book 3 vehicles. I told the dispatcher, you won't be missed.
He said, are you really serious? Yeah. Yeah, I would have done the same thing. Absolutely.
Oh, I love
that. You don't act that way.
You know, karma's real, whether we like it or not, karma is real.
Yeah.
And, it's like a lazy Susan. It just takes a little bit of time to come back around, but it's coming.
Yeah.
I took control of your screen.
It came back really fast for them, which is better.
That is, I know that's what's really funny about it. Well, whoever threatened 25 negatives, I can't wait to hear how that karma comes back around. You can share your screen. I take control of it so I can show that email. We got 20 more minutes, and man, we've had so many stories. I feel like you sent me an email. I got a story about blank and how crazy they are. It's another broker story. I can't say anything else. And I can't say the name of the company.
I think that's what we just talked about about the
got them
one where they wouldn't give us the information.
Oh yeah. Oh
and then
they
canceled it and told us to give me 25 negatives. I think that's that one.
Okay, you
now,
love them.
We'll talk about since we're talking about negatives right now. Let's talk about I gave a company a negative because they basically stole my car. So I dispatched a car to a company from Kansas City to Rogersville, Missouri. And it was supposed to be a run and drive. I guarantee you it's still run and drive. The guy just made this up when he got over there, by the way. And called us and said, I can't take this vehicle unless you add an extra, I don't know, it was obnoxious, like $100 or something like that. And I said, my owner's not going to do that. That's ridiculous. This, if it doesn't run right now, it's still going to roll. It's, I'm looking at the vehicle. It's not in bad condition at all. Well, I have a brand new trailer and I'm not going to drag anything off of my trailer that way. So I'm canceling the load. I said, fine. So he canceled the load. Guess what he did? He went behind my back and called the owner and said, I'll do it for $75 instead of $100. And I said, my owner called me and told me what was going on. I said, let him do it because I'm going to turn his ass in. And I said, you just make sure you give me his bill of lading when he gets dropped. Nice. So there's my proof that he stole my customer, right?
Yeah.
So I give him a negative. I have to dispute the negative with Central Dispatch. And I give them the bill of lading where they actually did my load, stole my money, stole my, you know, essentially I've got it in my contract that says, if you do this, I'm giving you a negative. Blah, 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 blah. So I give them all this stuff, and then Central Dispatch sends me an email.
Which, by the way, is common sense, and everybody knows when they steal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so Central Dispatch told me I did not give them enough evidence to keep that negative on them. I sent him an email back, and I said, what more evidence do you need that I've got a bill of lading where he stole the load, the exact same load that's this load sheet that he told me to cancel? I never got a response. So when I did the meeting with them the other day, he said, he goes, tell me, I know you got some, you know, major things you want to talk to me about. Give me one. Let me see if I can help. So I laid it on the line, told him that, because I said, this is my problem with you guys is doing ratings and stuff. They do not work, and I don't think it's fair. And he said, well, that's them leaning more on the, what do you call it, conservative side of ratings. I said, yes, but it's not fair. That's the same concept. I mean, hello. You can let them give ratings, negative ratings to brokers who double book, but I can't get a negative on a company who literally stole my load.
Well, and it seemed like, because you shared, I think, because they have buckets of reasons, and I guess they don't have a stole my customer bucket.
I guess not.
Right? Because there was, it seemed like they were trying to say it was what? This dispute does not fall under item not as described, and therefore the cancel, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, something to that effect. I mean, and this is the second time this has happened to me. I had another driver do the exact same thing. I gave him the bill of lading too, which is proof. It's proof. That's what they did. And they took it off too. But I haven't heard back from them. I don't know if they're going to do anything for me. I'm assuming not, because I've not heard anything since we had the meeting.
And you know what? Let's assume the negative did stick. Who cares?
Yeah.
Let's just be real.
This would have made a difference. I'll tell you why.
Okay. Good.
This was a brand new company. He only had two ratings. Him having a negative on there would have made a difference.
Oh, he only had two?
Yes. Wow. He was brand new.
Wow.
And then they kept lying to him. It would piss me off because we're talking to the lady while the driver's talking to us. And then we find out the lady is the wife.
Yeah.
And she was telling us, oh, he can't do that stuff. Da, 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 da. Well, it was the wife talking to us the whole time, lying to us.
Well,
she knew he took the car.
And desperate people take desperate measures. And I'm sure they really, really needed the money, as we know. But here's the thing. So where did this guy learn his you know, operational auto transport business methodology? Like,
yeah,
in Soldier of Fortune. I mean, what is going on?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's not, everybody's not ethical in any business that we deal with, but you just always hope, because I mean, I'm going to be that way, so I always assume whoever I'm working with is going to be that way. And you know, it doesn't happen. You run across shady people all the time in life. It just sucks. I mean, there's no way around it.
And the thing is that it seems, I don't know what is going on with my phones today. It just seems that, in general, auto transport, and I think the dealer world knows some of this too, is that just in automotive in general, man, it is a free-for-all, or it's been a free-for-all. That's why the commercials about the 1970s used car dealer shady tactics, you don't see that anymore. I wonder what year or decade or millennia will we get to when we stop seeing? Yeah, you can have your car if you give me another $100 now. You know, and I'll, you know, that has to, it literally has to stop. Unless it'll be a maybe it'll be a robot doing that. You know, the 25 negatives robot company. Hey, what's up, Michael Watson? Thanks for tuning in, saying hello. We only got 15 more minutes. And this has really been a great show. And for it's at least, it's been great for me and Sue.
Yes.
We're sorry to torture everybody. We didn't have a show last Thursday. I was moderating a panel, and I'm really glad I took the day off because I was working. I was in the there was other panels throughout the day. I was watching those, working on my notes, got logged in, and all that stuff. And so what I did learn is this. Here, I learned something. Any day, any time I am gonna have, I don't know what it'll be. I'm just going to not do a show that day. Now, if I'm live at a trade show, maybe. So I think we're going to see throughout this year more days where I can't do the standard live show. Tuesday night's live is different. But if I've got, got some kind of an obligation, I'm just going to take the day off. And it's working in our favor because it's amazing not doing a show last week, how many stories. This is the most emails I've got from you in one folder.
I know. It's amazing.
It's really, really
funny.
This
is one thing after the other for the last 2 weeks, though.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Everybody's just acting insane. I don't know what's going on. But, people have lost their minds the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's just crazy shit. And it can't because there's 59,000 loads on the board. There's got to be something else going on.
Hey.
Money.
Good question. We have a good question here. And I think this, Kai Penn, thanks for the question.
Okay.
Kentucky, Pennsylvania. What's the typical dispatch for Carvana cars? That's a really good question.
What does that mean?
Right. Well,
like, how do you get a load?
How about this? What kind of vehicles from where to where or mileage? Do you see a pattern? Because you've booked a lot of Carvana cars. Are there any patterns?
I do a lot of Carvana stuff.
All right. So what kind of patterns do you see?
I mean, obviously Carvana has some locations that you're going to see more loads come out of. Like there's a Memphis location. There's a Nashville location in Lebanon, Tennessee. You have Blue Mound, Texas. You have one in Winder, Georgia. You have one in Indianapolis. So you're going to, and there's lots of stuff in New Jersey too, by the way, in Connecticut. I'm just dealing with the ones that I deal with the most. But as far as, now, here's the rule on Carvana. You can, as long as you sign up with them, you can go on their ePay manager board. You can find any load on there, request it. Sometimes it takes an hour or two to get the loads, and you won't know if you got them or not, just so you know. But if you try to call them, you can't. You'll be on the phone for hours on end. But if the load starts with 2,000, you have to call them because that's from Carvana to a residence and they're not on the load board. So don't think that if you're on the ePay manager, that load is gone. It's because it's never been on there. So you have to call them on those. I will tell you, anytime it's a residential, you have some negotiating room in there. You can always ask for more money. They will usually do it. Now, when they book loads, like say out of Blue Mound, they're usually going to book like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 a lot of times. And you'll take them to Nashville or you'll take them to Memphis. We've moved a lot from Dallas to Memphis. Also, though, there's one down in, is there one in Louisiana? I know I've dropped cars Louisiana going to Memphis. Let me ask Jen if she's taken any. Is there a Carvana down in Louisiana?
That's cool. Kentucky Penn. Yes. I see that. Yeah, I sent you here from YouTube, from the comments. You made it. That's super cool. We're going to keep talking about Carvana for a minute.
So is the pay good?
Is the pay good?
No. Yes and no. Let's see.
Is it? I thought it was. It used to be pretty decent. The Winder stuff on Cars Arrive. No. Back in ye old, when we were carbon.
Here's the rules. Yeah, there is one in Concord, Carlos. You're right. Okay, so here's the rules. They're paying good if they're an individual car and you're delivering to a residence. Like I said, you can get more money out of them. A lot of times they'll list their multi-packs for under 50 cents a mile. I've asked them for more money. They tell me no. Now, I've also seen, like, if it's a short mile run, though, they'll give you really good money. Like, we had a four-pack from Knoxville going to Nashville. No, sorry. It was Nashville going to Atlanta, and they were paying $800 for four vehicles. That's good money. I mean, granted, you're not going very far, but that's good money. But usually if you see Blue Mound to someplace, they don't pay very good out of there. Indianapolis aren't bad. The problems you have with Carvana is they're very short hours. It's usually 8 to 4. Oh, drops are usually like 8 to 4 and 1. Stuff. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's crazy stuff.
You know, yeah. That reminds me of, because auctions used to sometimes say, yeah, you can't pick up your car today. Like, I'd call Manheim. Hey, I just want to talk to the guard shack. Yeah, I want to make sure we could. What are your hours for pickup tomorrow? They're like, oh, you can't pick up tomorrow. We have an auction. I'm like, what? You haven't figured this out yet? Yeah. You wait a minute. You're shut down for days at a time. Okay.
Yeah.
CSS Transport. By the way, I just want to read this. Dispatcher tells me to collect the money from the customer once my driver dropped the cars. Then tells me to cash out the broker to fee him. Oh, the broker fee. Oh. Tells me to cash out the broker fee to him. Oh.
Okay, so he's not a dispatcher then. He is a broker. He's saying the dispatcher told. That's, I don't understand. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still trying
to
figure
out. So the way I'm going to take this is if I had a driver that delivered a vehicle. He has, like, so he was supposed to collect $400 and he's really only getting paid $350. He's got to send the broker back the $50. So what does he mean by paying taxes on that money to the broker? You can 1099 them.
And that's what I was just going to say is that just, and I know, I'm sure CSS knows this. When it comes to, in industries like this and paying taxes, the IRS expects you to keep track of how much income you made no matter what paperwork people send each other. I don't even know if anyone will ever send me anything in January the following year about what they paid me. And I don't really worry about it because I keep track of what I earned.
Right.
That's what you have to do.
Exactly.
Kentucky.
Because Reddy used to send out 1099s and don't do that anymore.
Right. I mean, a lot of people don't bother. I mean, you know. Kentucky Penn, because I know they charge their customer $5.99 for out-of-market deliveries. Well, this is what I'm talking about. Exactly. By the time that load got to the load board, we've gone through the Rolodex, friends and family, and anybody we care about. And I'm sorry to say it this way, because this is why I talk about the buffet with the wilting lettuce and by the time it gets to the load board, we're not really that worried about it right now. My bad.
Well, and him saying that, okay, so the $5.99 for out of market deliveries. Okay, so if you go to buy a car and you look at that tag on that car, you're going to see there's a delivery fee that's already built into that car purchase. So that may be what that $5.99 is, just for your knowledge. But I know that if that's all they're charging, I've been paid $900 to go 500 miles before. So they're taking money out of their pocket too to move that car if they're only charging $5.99. So it all probably depends on, you know, where it's going to, what's going on, that kind of thing.
But, and part of the problem, I think, too, is that any business that charges a delivery fee, they're going to still take a cut even if you're doing most of the work.
Yes.
That's just America.
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
welcome to America.
Yeah.
Taxes on the earnings, again, I like want to say this. Because I think it is, the burden is on you. The burden is on you. For any money you earn, you need to report that to the IRS, whether there's a piece of paper about it or not. So if you got your money through Cash App or you got it through the back alley, wherever you get your money, the burden is on you to report it to the IRS.
Yes.
And I'm quite sure, even though a lot of the show is crazy, I'm quite sure that that is accurate, but these are opinions only and expressed by folks.
I do know that it didn't happen to me the last 2 years, but when Cash App first came into play, they sent out 1099s that first year. I don't know if they haven't done it to me.
I can't believe that. Yeah, no.
I don't even know how they can do that, because you could have relatives handing you money. I think that's maybe why they stopped doing it.
Well, exactly. And that's,
but even maybe just, if you're a business, it's different.
And even just everything I just said is pure speculation. It's guesswork.
Right. True.
It's a fishing expedition, and I'm not a lawyer.
True.
Okay.
True. I think he's what he's trying now. To say too, though, I is know. Like, I'm going to guess and say what he's also saying is, so in his tax part of it, if he doesn't write off that $50, he has to pay on the full, we'll say $500. So say if it was paying $500, he got $450. He's okay. Probably worried about that extra $50.
In which case,
you still write it off as a broker fee expense. And that's you, what you right, do.
Exactly. Make a memo or a note and put it in your file.
And
that's
keep
correct.
Track of it.
That's right. Yeah. Because that would be, okay, let's get into tax deductions.
Expense.
Yeah. What kind of expense would you list that as?
I listed it on mine as broker fee expense, because I right. have to pay them for some of my drivers. So broker it's on expense. The one where you love list, that. Like you have a list of stuff you can put in there. So I have a broker fee expense section on there. And that way you can write that off and you have the proof of it through and your Cash App. So it's not like it's not legit.
And isn't that a Schedule C where you list deductions? On
yes,
your
because you're a business.
C. Perfect.
And
wow, this is crazy.
Also keep in mind, the law states that anything that you pay a broker, whether it's $50 or $100, you're supposed to 1099 them for it. I don't know if it changed this year, but I know it's been that way all the way from the beginning of time. It doesn't matter. Like normally, like a 1099 is for anybody 600 and over, but it says if it's a broker fee, they you are supposed to 1099 them for $50, $100, whatever it is. I get them.
So that's what I told the broker, he needs to collect the broker fee from the customer, not us. But he insisted and told the customer to pay. So there's the thing. Then, man, this is when broker fees.
That's normal. Just so you know, CSS, yeah. That is a normal way of brokers getting their broker fee. I do it every single day.
Because if you start telling the customer you got to pay them and you got to pay him, mm-hmm. guess what happens?
Yep. They get confused, and then all of a sudden they think
they
paid the whole amount.
They think they're getting screwed.
And then you show up, and they're like, we already paid the broker, and then there's the fight between all of that crap.
Man.
So
yeah.
I just do it that way, too, unless it's a big dealership, then I bill out my dealerships.
And I honestly do believe that broker fees are, yes, they are collected from the carrier or the carrier's company, which should be the carrier. Because the customer will get confused, they will get mad, and you do not need a lawsuit with a POV move over $50.
Right.
Because, and I'm, you think I'm joking. That's what, you know what I love about, I just want to say this. You know what I love about the whole Karen that we now see, we call people Karens? Thank God. Just like 25 negatives. 25 negatives might be a Karen.
Hey, so did you see Kai Kai Penn asked about wondering when you all take cars that are states away, do you all sleep in those trucks or are you all hotels pay for?
That is awesome.
We have discussed this before, so I'm going to tell you how this works. Okay,
if you even typed it, now, you know the answer.
Yeah. So this is how this works. If you're working for a company, and that's why I'm kind of reading this. If you're working for a company, that company is supposed to provide you with hotel. They're supposed to give you a per diem or something to that effect, because you are not allowed to sleep in the truck or a car. You're supposed to be in a hotel room, because if you get pulled over by DOT, they're going to want a hotel receipt. Now, on the other aspect of this, if you're an owner operator, it's a little different, because you don't have to provide a hotel receipt. So I do have drivers that are owner operators that sleep in the vehicles and turn on the air, turn on the heat, and sleep in those vehicles.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it's legal, but they
do. I'm sure it's totally legal. In fact, I think it's encouraged.
I mean, you know, it's up to you. I know most of the drivers sleep in their own trucks, which is also still not legal.
It's on the dispatch sheet. Please sleep in vehicle.
Sleep in my vehicle. Like the other guy telling my driver to drive the Maserati.
Oh, God, that is so funny.
Yeah.
Well, shoot. It's 1:30. Probably just in time, because some people were probably about to lose their sanity. You know, I really hope that I really hope that Dispatching Live helps brighten your day a little bit, give you some perspective, provide education, etc. I mean, the purpose of the show is to do all those things because we, man, yes. We know this is a hard business. It's crazy. Yeah. How many crazy stories did we just cover today? Like at least 10.
Yes. And it's only been 2 weeks. So.
Right? We couldn't possibly do this show monthly. It would take 2 hours. Or no, 4 hours. But we do so appreciate you all joining us today. If you have the drill. You got a question, you can email me, autotransportintel@gmail.com. And the best way, what's the best way to go get a hold of you, Sue? Do you like phone calls or emails?
You can call me. It doesn't matter. Sometimes you're going to get a hold of me faster by emailing me at murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. You can call the office at 417-273-0021. I've got plenty of people that can help you. I know a lot of people think they only want to talk to me. I am not always available because I am literally loading my drivers and talking to my drivers 24/7. So if I have a spare moment, I will definitely talk to you, but sometimes you're going to get one of my other girls, but they know all about this business just as much as I do.
Right on. And Ty had also put in there, said he was at there's a Mannheim KC to Springdale car that needs ASAP. Ty,
yes,
you might want to talk
on
to.
It for him.
Oh, you're already working on it? Oh. Maybe?
Yeah, he already sent me a text while we were doing the show.
That's freaking
awesome.
We're good. I love it. The phone is ringing. The people are ready. We're on our toes. Thank you guys so much for joining us today again for another Dispatching Live. Please do join us. If you are, you get it. You're like, man, this load board stuff is pretty crazy. I need it sometimes to stay loaded, but I want to grow my business. Join us tomorrow on Cars on the Move at noon, 30-minute show. Oh, by the way, tomorrow is the Melting Block of Ice. That's the last Friday of every month where Tim Scoutless of Max Digital, it's a dealer software. He works with dealers. Tim is awesome. So join Ty and Tim. And I think we have Sky from One Auction View also on the show. It's going to be off the hook. So join us for that. Otherwise, please take care. Stay safe. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see you again soon. Peace out, everybody.